The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, April 5, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Tuesday hailed a favorable ruling in favor of Havana by the High Court of England and Wales, which establishes that the Vulture Fund CFR1 Limited is not Cuba's creditor. On his Twitter account, the Cuban leader wrote, "Republic of Cuba wins lawsuit in London. CRF is not a creditor of the Cuban state. Cuba also won in London. Once again, the enemies of the nation failed." The lies collided against a professional and prestigious court, CRF, tried to illegally acquire two Cuban debt securities at low prices and to condition possible agreements with the National Bank of Cuba, BNC, and the Republic of Cuba as the only option to avoid the lawsuit under English jurisdiction. With this maneuver, they intended to obtain a net profit that would range between 1,200 and 2,000% of the value they paid. From now on, the process will continue only against BNC, which will have the right to establish the claims allowed by English law. The Canadian government and the Pan American Health Organization, PHO, donated 321 refrigerators to Cuba to reinforce the national health system's cold chain for the storage and distribution of vaccines. The delivery of the refrigerators is included in a cooperation program between Canada and 25 countries of the Americas. The 321 refrigerators completed supply cycle that began in 2021 and was reinforced during the second half of 2022. PHO representative in Cuba, Dr. Jose Moya, highlighted that the local health services maintained their routine vaccination despite COVID-19, a situation they did not have behaved in a similar way in the rest of the continent. François Picard, head of cooperation at the Canadian Embassy in Cuba, said that his country has provided $50 million Canadian dollars to PHO, earmarked for the regional project, Access to Vaccines Against COVID-19 for Populations in Vulnerable Situations in the Americas. He indicated that the program assigned $1.3 million to Cuba to ensure the cold chain and the surveillance of events supposedly attributed to vaccination against the COVID-19. Cuba's emblematic Aragon Orchestra will tour three cities in the United States as of next Friday at the Brava Theater in San Francisco, the band reported on its Twitter account. Next Saturday, the popular band will perform at the Lechman Center for the Performing Arts in the Bronx, New York City. On Sunday, they will give an intimate concert at the Flamingo Theater Bar in the city of Miami, and from there, they will go to the Dominican Republic and Colombia. The orchestra will promote its latest two albums, Icono and Cha-Cha-Cha, Homenaje a lo Tradicional, with which it won the Latin Grammy Awards in 2020 and 2021 in the category of Best Traditional Tropical Album. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization declared the Aragon Orchestra a World Heritage Site in 2005 and awarded it with the Pablo Picasso Medal. An earthquake swarm was reported Tuesday by the National Seismological Service in the area of Moapurial in eastern Cuba, where 402 movements with magnitudes ranging from 0.8 to 2.9 were registered. According to the daily report issued by the National Center for Seismological Research, to which the Seismological Service is attached, most of these events were located 27 kilometers south of the town of Moa in the northeastern province of Holguín, with notable incidents in the Guantánamo municipality of Yateras, the two territories whose limits have been the main geographical scope of these events. The Camagüey, Cubitas, and Paso de los Vientos, Gran Inagua areas registered one earthquake each, while the Santiago Baconao area reported 4 earth tremors. The 3rd International Congress of Neurodevelopment and Early Attention is being held in Varadero as of April 4 to 6 with the participation of experts from various Latin American nations. The event, sponsored by the Rosa Luxemburg Center, located in the city of Cárdenas, and the Mexican Institute for Early Stimulation and Human Development, presented its symposium on neurodevelopment and neurorehabilitation on the opening day. The program includes several proposals on neurodevelopment from the perspective of clinical diagnosis, epigenetic, and the impact of an early intervention protocol, as well as an integrative look at autism spectrum disorders. Specialists from Chile, Brazil, Panama, Argentina, and Costa Rica will participate in the Congress, which is also sponsored by the Cuban Society of Neurosciences, the University of Medical Sciences of Matanzas, and the Provincial Council of Scientific Societies of the Province of Matanzas. And in the international agenda, we have that former President Jair Bolsonaro will testify before the federal police on the case of the jewels delivered by the government of Saudi Arabia and brought illegally to Brazil to be incorporated into his personal assets. In addition to Bolsonaro, 9 other people will issue testimonies simultaneously and in person at the federal police headquarters in Brazil. Earlier, there were hearings of other people involved in the episode after a report by the Estado de Sao Paulo newspaper revealing that members of the former administration had been putting pressure so as to release a package containing jewelry seized by custom officers at the Guarulhos International Airport in Sao Paulo in 2021. The former Minister of Mines and Energy, Bento Albuquerque, said on March 14th, that the jewelry from the Saudi government was a gift to the Brazilian state rather than personal presents, as Bolsonaro's defense claimed. The police perceived concrete evidence that Bolsonaro always acted in attempts to recover the jewels, but the former president denies any irregularities. Meanwhile, the spokesperson for the Argentine presidency, Gabriela Cerruti, warned about the responsibility of the media in disseminating hate, extreme right speeches. At a press conference, the spokeswoman pointed out that such behavior generates dangerous scenarios where acts such as the assassination attempt on Vice President Cristina Fernandez perpetrated on September 1, 2022 take place. Likewise, she warned about the rise of figures such as the leader of the extremist coalition La Libertad Avanza, Javier Milei, who based their politics on hatred and annihilation of the other while refusing to dialogue in a democratic space. The right is authoritarian, violent, and goes against all kinds of freedom. The military dictatorship in Argentina occurred because there was a society that allowed the development of certain levels of fascism, she indicated. Cerruti assured that the government is working to implement the necessary measures to face insecurity in this nation. Injustice and inequality generate violence. We have the obligation to fight for the urbanization of popular neighborhoods, against inequality, and for the redistribution of wealth, she said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.